It's Three Chords and the Truth, a program showcasing the best in alternative, roots, and Americana music. With your hosts, Paddy McHugh and Jen Myers. Music, interviews, and music. Right here on 98.9 FM in Brisbane and around the many nations now called Australia on the National Indigenous Radio Service and the Community Radio Network.
Hello and welcome. You're tuned to Three Chords and the Truth. This is Jen Myes. As always, I am joined by my fabulous musical companion, Paddy McHugh. Hi, Paddy.
Hello, Jen. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm sitting across from you. We're choosing songs, putting songs out to people. I couldn't be better.
This is what we love to do.
It is.
Now, Jen, before we go any further, we're going to do what we always do, and that is stop to acknowledge the Jagera people as the traditional custodians of West End here in Brisbane, where this show is recorded.
We would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of all the lands where this show is broadcast.
And what a great show we have today, a show all about identity, what makes a singer who they are and unique and how that informs their music and their creative work.
Absolutely. So cultural and ethnic background, religious background, sexual identity, all of those things are all up for grabs. We can talk about that.
Let's get into it. And look, we've got a great guest this week speaking with us live from Tamworth. We recorded it down there. Kevin Bennett, who our listeners would probably know from Kevin Bennett and the Flood.
Oh my gosh.
And he opens up very candidly about his identity and his self-discovery, and it's a fantastic chat. So stick around
Absolutely.
For that one. Look, Jen, let's kick it off. What are we going to do first?
Well, we're going to be lighthearted first, and we're going to go with this Lyle Lovett tune with his very large band. It's called That's Right, You're Not From Texas. Even if you aren't from Texas, they'll accept you there. Just get a big hat.
You say you're not from Texas. Man, as if I couldn't tell. You think you pull your boots on right and wear your hat so well. So pardon me, my laughter, as I sure do understand. Even Moses got excited when he saw the promised land. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. So I was born and raised in Texas, and it means so much to me. And though my girl comes from down in Georgia, we were up in Tennessee. And as we were driving down the highway, she asked me, baby, what's so great? How come you're always going on about your Lone Star State? I said, that's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. On the road, it looked so lovely. She stood there on the side, and she grew small in my mirror as I watched her wave goodbye. They sure enough could sing, but when they came on down to Texas, we all showed enough swing. Now David's on the radio, and old Champ still on the guitar, and Uncle Walt, he's at home with Heidi, hiding in her loving arms. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. Mm-hmm. can buy your beer for free. And they'll say, that's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. But Texas wants you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. But Texas wants you anyway. So won't you let me help you, mister? Just pull your hat down the way I do and buy your pants just a little longer. Next time somebody laughs at you, you just that's tell them you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. But Texas wants you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. But Texas wants you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. But Texas wants you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. Texas wants you anyway.
Grandfather Fergie killed a man in World War I. He never spoke of it, not a word, not to no one. Frederick Steel McNeil Ferguson. Frederick Steel McNeil Ferguson. My daddy John found out years after he passed on. Said Ferg never got over it, became a pillar of a church near Bendigo. Frederick Steel McNeil Ferguson. Frederick Steel McNeil Ferguson. Imagine what it felt like to be stuck down in the trenches. I don't know how to even comprehend or understand it. I'm just here in the sun, it's 25 and sunny every day. Got my fair lady's hat on so I won't get burned by the sun's rays. Frederick Steel McNeil Ferguson. Frederick Steel McNeil Ferguson. Frederick Steel McNeil Ferguson. Steel McNeil Ferguson. Frederick Steel McNeil Ferguson.
That was Geordie Lane and the Sleepers with his song All About Identity, tracing his roots back to his grandfather, Frederick Steele McNeil Ferguson, which is also the name of the tune. Next up, we have Kevin Bennett from Kevin Bennett and the Flood, live for Three Chords and the Truth at Tamworth Country Music Festival 2018.
Maybe you never heard the river sing, the sky crying, the earth defying, the worst that man can bring. Broken arrows never made a broken wing. Yeah, you can hear the wind blowing right through your memory and feel the tides moving with the moon. You can hear the sound of history coming round again and see the future darkening the sky at noon. Yeah, but you're not stuck in quicksand, nothing's set in stone. There's always someone picking up the groove, someone taking all the punches and moving through the pain. So come on, brother, I think it's time for us to move. Maybe you never heard the river sing, the sky crying, the earth defying, the worst that man can bring. Broken arrows never made a broken wing. Yeah, the tractors have all gone quiet, farms turn into mines, small towns get smaller every day, while the dividend gets bigger, bottom line is king, and our so-called leaders take their cuts and look the other way. Maybe you never heard the river sing, the sky crying, the earth defying, the worst that man can bring. Broken arrows never made a broken wing. Broken arrows never made a broken wing. Rocky Bowie Light, Rocky Bowie Light. Time is just a story, and we're all turning into dust, and the river song is long gone dry. It'll only take one singer, one solitary voice, to lift that melody up into a grateful sky. And the clouds will be electric, and the wind will spread the tune, and the lightning and the thunder will flash and crash forevermore. A great rain will be falling down on the land again, and the river will be singing like never before. Maybe you never heard the river sing, the sky crying, the earth defying, the worst that man can bring. Broken arrows never made a broken wing. Broken arrows never made a broken wing. Broken arrows never made a broken wing.
You are tuned to Three Chords and the Truth. My name is Paddy McHugh, and you just heard the wonderful sounds of Mr. Kevin Bennett. Kevin, thank you for taking time out of your busy Tamworth to join us.
Pleasure, mate. Pleasure.
Look, it's quite obvious from that song what that's about, but would you like to put it in your own words, what you're singing about and why?
Okay, well, a few years back I found out about my Aboriginality. I was welcomed into the mob by the local elders here, and strange enough, I'd just written that song, hadn't finished it, but it was called About a Singing River. And this old fella took me out to some Kamilaroi places around here, into a cave, basically, with paintings on it that only Kamilaroi people can look at. So he was showing me something that was really deeply special. And when he told me about the story, it was about our people coming from the coast inland and following the river, which was singing to them. Mm. And I'd just written this song, not knowing any of that. And wow. I said, man, I've just written a song called you know, the Singing River, or, you know, and he went, of course you did.
Yeah.
I thought it was a real, real kind of, you know, thing, and he went, of course, you're one of us. You know?
Yeah, well, do you know, it's, I'm not Indigenous, but I work in an Indigenous community, and yeah. I see that synchronicity very frequently. Yeah.
Well, I thought it was an amazing coincidence that I'd written a song about this, and then I find out that, you know, my people now came along Singing River, but he said it was perfectly natural and very, you know, obvious that I would, you know. So, so ultimately the song is about how, you know, mines are just taking over farms, and we're still bowing to the corporate machine, you know, and in this day and age we're still, it looks like we're going to bloody, you know, subsidise another huge mine or something, you know.
Yeah.
And really, it's just, maybe in the old days you think, yeah, they had to do something, they found coal and all that. But now, I mean, in this day and age, we're going down messing with the inside of the earth, you know, again. And
we know better ways these days.
We know better ways.
Yeah.
And to me, that's criminal. Mm. You know, that's way past being even, you know, a little bit sort of, you know, misguided. It's way criminal because those guys know better.
Mm.
Yeah. They should know better.
Now, in that song, I heard that you sang in language. Is that Gumeroi?
Yeah, it is.
Can you tell us what it means for those non-fluent in Gumeroi?
Well, I'm non-fluent. I had to look those words up. So the words I said in there, Singing River, basically, I'd say loosely. I've got a bit of there, but I can't say I'm fluent in it, but I'm kind of learning words and stuff.
Well, it's all relatively new to you.
Well, it is, technically, yeah.
Yeah.
I must admit, I was terribly backward or slack about it, because I kind of, there were hints in our family, people alluded to it, we had, you know, black cousins, and, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're Aboriginal, but we come from a part of northern New South Wales there where it's almost, if you weren't Aboriginal, it'd be unusual, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People have been there that long, and we found out we were related to a family over here called the Weatheralls.
Okay.
And my aunt came over and found got a family history from these folks that had us in it. We'd never heard of them.
Mm.
We didn't know them, but they had us named in their family history.
Wow.
So they'd done a really great family history, which made it easy for us to sort of trace where we came from. So it was really good to get it officially documented. And unfortunately, my parents kind of imploded before I had a chance to pumped my dad about it, whose side of the family it was. He died real, real young, so didn't get a chance to really. And we were estranged a bit too. I didn't really want to talk to him. So,
okay, yeah. I suppose you know now, and it's an exciting new chapter in your life, and it's opening up lots of doors, and you're getting lots of these connections.
Yeah, well, it's totally informed a lot of stuff. It really made sense of a lot of stuff too, I got to say.
Mm.
Me and my brother, I think we're a little kind of directionless, or, you know, I had music, which gives you something to kind of focus on. And if I didn't have music, I think I'd be, you know, there's a few ways you could turn left in this life, and I would have done it. And my brother, he turned left and went back to the country and straightened out, which is really good. So we're both doing all right, and I think it has given us a sort of a real kind of, focus or something. Something's clicked, you know, there's like something set in you, and you go, oh, right, okay, great, you know, I can go now. And it's been an amazing thing. I mean, to be able to write a song called I Was Born White But I'll Die Black is just, I mean, who's lucky enough to be able to write that song? So, and I did, so it's very special. And I've gotten to know so many people. I mean, when I used to come here and go to the Gold Guitars, when we first got nominated, which is like a long time ago, maybe 15, 20 years before I was official that I had Aboriginal heritage, all the black fellas would come up to me and say, oh, mate, where are you from? And I go, Sydney. You know, Warren H. Williams, brother, where are you from? Big Cuddle, Sydney. Yeah, but where are you from? You know, what's your mom? Yeah. And then I'd explain the story and they'd say, well, look into it, you're definitely a black fella. And it was really funny. Alec Dumigi, you know, first time he saw the flood, came up to me and said, brother, great songs, man. Where you from?
Yeah.
Sydney. You know, so it was a really, a lot of that happened. And then when my aunt did all that work and it clicked into place, it really made me feel good. So, and again, yeah, it's informed a lot of songs since then. But I must admit, in my 20s, I was writing songs about how badly we treat the Aboriginal people from a white perspective.
Mm.
And I'd go and play these in pubs and get in trouble with white fellas and black fellas.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You know, quite rightly. Aboriginal people come on, you can't write about us. And I couldn't sort of say, well, I think I might be, you know. That didn't sound good. I just said, man, I just want to say what you feel. Yeah, yeah. So, you know.
Look,
yeah.
Kev, thank you very much for taking the time to play for us and speak with us and share some of your personal stories and your language. It's incredible. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, KB.
Cheers, man.
This is Kevin Bennett and The Flood with Born White.
All this a lucky country, from the coast to the great outback. Well, I guess I must be lucky too, I was born white, but I'll die black. My father told me many times, don't ever stoop or bow. You know you can be anything you want to be right now. Well, I grew up white man's way, wearing white man's shoes, but I knew I'd find my feet someday. I had black fella blues. This country was calling me from way beneath my skin. The sun went down, the sun came up, the sun went down again. Now the river's flowing through my vein, time, blood and history. The sun comes up and the sun goes down, the sun comes up for me. They call this a lucky country, from the coast to the great outback. Well, I guess I must be lucky too, I was born white, but I'll die. Mill working, cutting logs, dreaming of a fire hotel. Monday to Friday, working like dogs, Saturday night at the RSL. If a man can't find his culture, might be angry all his days. Well, I saw my father stoop and bow, living the white man's way. They call this a lucky country, from the coast to the great outback. Yeah, I guess I must be lucky too, I was born white, but I'll die black. I don't walk the streets of Berradine as often as I should, but I know where I'm from and I belong to the land where my elders stood. Now I can see how this wayward life of mine somehow makes sense. Caught between the devil, the deep black sea, by a rabbit proof fence. They call this a lucky country, from the coast to the great outback. Yeah, I guess I must be lucky too, I was born white. I was born white. I was born white. But I'll die black.
You are tuned to Three Chords and the Truth. We're doing a show all about identity and how where you come from can inform the type of person that you are.
Next up, we have Kacey Musgraves from her amazing record, Same Trailer, Different Park. This is Blowin' Smoke.
Between a lunch and dinner rush, Kelly caught that outbound bus for Vegas. We're all out here talking trash, making bets. Lips wrapped around our cigarettes. She always thought she was too good to be a waitress. We all say that we'll quit someday. When a ship comes in, we'll just sail away. We just blow smoke. Hey, yeah. We just blow smoke.
again. Her ex-husband's in the pen for 2 to 5 or 5 to 10 or longer. And Brenda's traded, smokes for cake, still hadn't lost that baby weight, and that baby's about to graduate from college. I just flick an ash into the tray and tell them both it'll be okay. But I'm just blowing smoke. Hey, hey, I'm just blowing smoke. Hey, hey, I'm out here going broke. Hey, hey, yeah, we're just blowing. Take out the trash, light one up and count my cash. Swear I'm never coming back again. I'm just blowing smoke. Hey, yeah. I'm just blowing smoke. Hey, yeah. Out here going broke. Hey, yeah. Yeah, we're just blowing.
You're tuned to Three Chords and the Truth, a weekly hoedown showcasing the best in Americana music with your hosts, Paddy McHugh and Jen Myers.
Now, Jen, on the show today, we are talking all about identity, and I had a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You are, a melting pot in terms of culturally and mm-hmm. in terms of your ethnicity. Like, I'll refer to your Indigenous American heritage from mm-hmm. North Carolina.
Yep.
Plus, you've got, you know, bit of Celtic, Anglo-Saxon, whatever, the lot thrown in
there.
There's
a good mishmash going on.
Yeah, like many people who live in that part of North Carolina. It's mm-hmm. a very, you know, it's always been a very sort of racially mixed and condensed place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how does that inform you as who you are as a person today, particularly your First Nations American heritage and the kind of music that you make?
It's funny, I grew up knowing I was Native American. My grandmother told me I was Cherokee, because she didn't want me to know that I was Lumbee, because Lumbee has African-American heritage mixed in as well.
Right, okay.
So there was all this hiding and shame and stuff.
Which at the time probably would have been a normal sort of thing.
It was, yeah, it was protective. Mm. It was a protective maneuver. But it's funny, I feel like I've always been the in-between. I've always identified as someone who isn't quite enough this or that or this or that to be any one thing. Like, I'm, you know, not Native American enough to be, you know, wearing headdresses and wearing outfits. I feel like that is me, you know, I can't do it. I can't bring myself to it. But I also feel very connected to the land, and I'm, you know, I am Native American. It's a massive part of who I am. I write about it. I grew up in Las Vegas, but my family's from the Deep South. But I went to school in New England with all these, like, you know, highly educated, liberal-minded people. But most of the people my mom knows in the Deep South, they're very red state people, and I don't really fit in with that either. And then I'm an American who lives in Australia, and I've been living here for 12 years, and I'm not exactly Australian, and I'm somehow not totally American anymore either. I'm kind of caught in the in-between, and I don't really fit in anyone's perfect little box. And in a way, because I'm coming on 40 years old, I'm kind of, I'm cool with that. I think it's kind of awesome.
You've made it your thing. Yeah. Well, look, Jen, on behalf of the whole of Australia, we would like to claim you as one of our own.
Well, I will take it.
Yeah, I think you've been here enough. That'll do. What, how many years now?
It's 12.
You're an Aussie.
I'm an Aussie.
Welcome, Jen Myers.
I say all kinds of things say.
I'm writing a certificate out as we speak.
Yeah, we'll get that sorted. Thanks, guys.
Clouds are spreading like bruises on the evening sky.
This is Jen Mize. I'm here with Patty McHugh, and you're listening to Three Chords and the Truth. That last song was Mary Gaucher, Blood is Blood, a song about her finding her identity even though she had been given up for adoption.
And next up, we have Justin Townsend singing Mama's Eyes, which is a song about his relationship with his mother, but more so about his relationship with his father, and it's a very complicated one. Say no more, Patty.
Yeah.
a song. I've never known when to shut up. I ain't fooling no one. I am my father's son. We don't see eye to eye. I'll be the first to admit I never tried. It should hurt, but it should hurt sometime. We don't see eye to eye. I was a young man when pleasure in the feel of the sand, and I went down the same road as my old man, but I was younger then. And it's 3 a.m. and I'm standing in the kitchen holding my last cigarette. Strike a match and I see my reflection in the mirror in the hall, and I say to myself, I've got my mama's eyes, a long thin frame and a smile, and I still see wrong from right. I've got my mama's eye. Yeah, I've got my mama's eye.
Jen Myers, it has come to our very favourite part of Three Chords and the Truth.
Oh, yeah.
It is shout-out
time.
That's right. And this week's shout-out goes to all of the mob listening in Bunbury.
Coming to you via the National Indigenous Radio Service and the Community Radio Network. Now, Patrick James McHugh.
Yes.
You're an Aussie boy.
I am.
But, you know, with a name like that, you have to think that some of your people came over on a boat at some point.
That's right, yeah. Yes. Look, with the name Paddy McHugh, people very often assume that I'm Irish, and I played a folk festival not long ago, and a woman came to me and she was very surprised that I wasn't Irish. You know, I thought, you'd be Irish because of the name.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah. So, look, I obviously have family, Irish family connections, and don't know completely the family history there. But, look, it was something that sort of confused me. I suppose I was kind of identity-less, if that's a word. And I kind of always struggle with that. You know, I never really fit in with the Australian-ness that's, you know, the mainstream Australian thing. And anyway, a couple of years ago, I went to a really fantastic show called Exile that toured around Australia and had some artists from Ireland, Australia, like Paul Kelly and Shane Howard, the Australian section, and Declan O'Rourke and Pauline Scanlon from the Irish side. And it was just a celebration of the Irishness of Australia and the connection between Ireland and the different things, that the waves of migration that happened. And, and I, watching this show, was overcome with emotion, and I realized that, you know, I do have this cultural aspect to my life, this deep cultural connection to Ireland, but I've never really explored it, and I've never been to Ireland, and it really moved me, and it made me decide that I'm going to Ireland, and I'm currently in the very early stages of working on a tour over there, and I cannot wait.
Yes, that is awesome.
To a certain extent, it feels a bit like coming home, and yeah, anyway, I'm very much looking forward to exploring that.
I've always had crushes on Irish boys, so
Oh, yeah.
I almost got married to a Galway man.
Oh.
Came very close.
Well, there you go.
He's still on a list. If my husband messes up, I'm just moving to Galway.
Watch out, Ash. Hey, look, all right, look, let's not get heavy. We're talking about identity and who you are and what makes you up. Look, and we're gonna take it lighthearted now. We're gonna do a Chad Morgan version of a traditional song from the 1940s. That really confuses the listener. So stick with it, but it's a really great song about trying to figure out who you are and who you are in relation to yourself. It's called I'm My Own Grandpa.
I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know. 23. I was married to a widow who was pretty as could be. This widow had a grown-up daughter, had a pair of red. My father fell in love with her and soon the pair were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. My daughter was my mother, for she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, that also made him brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. I'm my own grandpa. Sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. For I'm my own grandpa. My father's wife then had a son who kept him on the run, and he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife's now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, for even though she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. Now if my wife is my grandma, then I am her grandchild, and every time I think of this, it nearly drives me wild. But now I have become the strangest face you ever saw. As husband of my own grandma, I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. For I'm my own grandpa.
Out the rain, and this isn't what I know. And I-
That was Patty Griffin with Please Don't Let Me Die in Florida. Up next, our very own Riverina Kid, William Crichton, with 2,000 Clicks.
Damn right. Mm-hmm.
Thousand clicks from the Queensland border, lying in a ditch out west of Wagga, waiting on a ride from my only little brother. He's been smoking, I've been drinking like my mother. We were kids in the back of a white Century, cold chisel records and long straight roads. Clip around the ears when you talk back to her. Kids in the back of a white Centura. Would I change anything? I don't know. Water in the river runs where the river goes. When I close my eyes, we're still a couple of kids. Never moved far, never settled down, never far away from any trouble in town. When a white tail gets you, the poison sticks around. Never far away from any trouble in town. Down to the punt, put it all on a greyhound and it got up. Took that old Centura parked out in the lane, headed north, coming stuck in the rain. Clicks from the Queensland border, lying in a ditch out west of Wagga, having a laugh with my scrawny little brother. 2,000 clicks from the Queensland border.
Jen Myers, that brings us to the end of another episode of Three Chords and the Truth, recorded here at the 98.9 FM studios in Brisbane.
And it's coming to everyone via the National Indigenous Radio Service and the Community Radio Network. I just love saying that.
I love hearing it. If you're enjoying the show, please jump online and check out our social media. You'll find us there by Googling Three Chords and the Truth Radio. Drop us a line. Let us know how we're going. Please get in touch. We love the feedback.
Reach out. Big love and a massive shout out to Kevin Bennett for coming in during the Tamworth Country Music Festival and having a chat, a yarn, and playing a song for us.
Absolutely. It was wonderful to have him come in and share his stories and his songs. So candidly, it was beautiful, and we thank him very much for doing that.
I've been very lucky of late to have a lot of time spent with Kevin Bennett. It's pretty good.
He's a good man. He's a very good man.
He is.
All right, Jen Mize, we're going to go out on a song, and I'm going to throw it to you. What are we going to go? Pick us a song, please.
Well, Patty McHugh, I was reading something about the top 50 alt-country records of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I was curious as to, you know, what they would consider in the top 50, and it got me thinking. I started listening to this record called Country Love Songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's by Robbie Fulks.
Okay, yeah.
And the song is called Every Kind of Music But Country. It's one of those things where his girlfriend doesn't like his kind of music.
Oh.
Poor guy.
Damn. See you next week.
Well, I've been hounding her for such a long time, trying to impress her with my hillbilly wine. But she told me I was barking up the wrong tree. She liked every kind of music but country. Every kind of music but country. She liked it fast, she liked it loud, she liked it funky. She liked everything about me except for one thing. She liked every kind of music but country. Well, I thought I had a big one on the line. She said listening to music was her favorite pastime. But she told me I was trying to swim upstream. She liked every kind of music but country. Every kind of music but country. She liked it fast, she liked it loud, she liked it funky. She liked everything about me except for one thing. She liked every kind of music but country. Guitar in my hand, but she never heard me play it till the night she heard my band. And now she can't remember having told me she liked every kind of music but country. Every kind of music but country. She liked it fast, she liked it loud, she liked it